Oh, hi, lambs. Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Me and Mariah podcast. If you didn't already know, my name is Taylor, but my driver's license says Heavy Vanilla.
You wish.
And I am here with my co-host, Blake, who I've been trying to convert to lamb for over 15 years now. And I will never give up the good fight.
I can appreciate that about you.
It's like convincing an Android user to switch to Apple products. Y'all are
Android?
Look, it's, you know, just as bad because stubborn as hell. But once you make the changeover, you're never going to look back.
Okay. All right.
Well, today we're just going to riff it. All right. Because I haven't been able to fill Blake in on the gay festivities of last weekend, seeing Mariah Carey at LA Pride.
Have you recovered? Are you still not over
quite.
It?
I still have one brain cell that's just going from side to side, like that old video game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just one little ball and two paddles. That's what the inside of my brain looks like right now. And the ball is just
hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, but that's all right. It's doing the best it can with what it's got.
Well, I want to know all about it. I want to know about like the trip itself. I want to know about the Mariah performance, the crowd, the vibe. Like, I just tell me everything.
Okay, that brain cell can give you all of that. I'm going to start with the traffic in LA. Mm-hmm. It's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that. We've been to LA several times together.
Yeah.
I feel like when we go or when we've gone, we stay in the same neighborhood, though. So the traffic isn't really a big problem until we're leaving.
That's true. Yeah.
But this was a nightmare. My hotel was probably 6 miles from the concert. Took 45 minutes to get there. Okay. And don't even get me started on getting back. Like, have you tried to call an Uber when 25,000 other people are trying to call an Uber?
Oh my God, hell. Yeah.
It took an hour just to like get the car. And then it took an hour just to get those 6 miles, $100.
Yeah. I feel like every mile in LA is like 10 minutes. You can like add 10 minutes for every mile that you have to go, pretty much.
It was fucking rough.
I can just imagine like a sea of like sequins and shirtless people like all waiting on the same street, like drunk, falling over.
Yeah, in downtown LA, kicking the roaches off of the curb. A lot of asses too. There was a lot of ass out.
Boobies and butts.
And all kinds of ass, all shapes and sizes. It
I'm here
doesn't
for
matter.
It.
Yeah, no,
let
show your ass. I will say,
show your ass.
I honestly want to cut the ass out of my jeans now. Forget cutting the waistband out. I'm going to cut the ass out. I'm going to get a cute little jock strap and make it cute.
Inspiration for San Diego Pride.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So traffic aside, we went down there early so that we didn't have to worry about it taking forever to get there. I mean, it still did, but we did it ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Not that we're going to be later than Mariah, let's be real. And I ate a slice of pizza. That's all I ate all day. I'm sure you'd be proud of that.
I'm glad you ate something. Oh my God.
Well, the rest of my calories were alcohol.
Yeah. You know,
as one does. We went to a bar called The Mermaid.
Mm.
It was cute. I had a little like grapefruit, hibiscus, lime, and tequila drink.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It was most refreshing.
Yeah.
Exactly. And by a drink, I had two of them, you know. And because those drinks at the concert, like any other festival or whatever, are expensive. I swear to God, the amount of Corona seltzers I had was probably like $250.
They rob you at those things, but it doesn't count when you're seeing Mariah, especially.
Oh, exactly. It's a religious experience.
Wait, did you guys actually go to like the other Pride festivities or just like the music festival?
Just the festival.
Okay.
I didn't know really. Look, it was hard because by the time we got up and out and moving, I mean, afternoon had come and gone.
Yeah.
So there's not much we could do. By the way, do you know who King Princess is?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, really? Because
yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like she's your vibe, but don't take that wrong in the way that what I'm, you know, going to say next.
Oh, what?
Just know that I don't mean anything negative by that.
King Princess performed at San Diego Pride, I think, too.
Oh, really?
In years past. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a very weird choice to have them go on right before Mariah. Like literally.
Oh, it was like the
right
opener?
Before. Yes.
Oh, that is an odd choice.
She should not have gone on right. And she did go on. Let me tell you, she went on and on and on for forever. And I don't know who in the committee picked that lineup. Like having King Princess there is great. But in that order is what I'm talking about. Like whoever chose that needs to be on parking lot duty next year because they shouldn't be in charge of lineups.
It is odd. I can see that 100%. I know that King Princess is really, really popular though. So they were probably just doing the lineup based on like audience.
Popularity.
Like audience attraction. But that's kind of a whiplash lineup moment.
Yeah, I mean, I was honestly surprised at how many people, one, knew who she was, and two, were into it.
Mm-hmm.
She was yelling at the crowd, like, because she was kind of mad that they weren't as enthused as she had anticipated. Oh, and, like, she's staring at a sea of lambs. It's lambs. Yeah, it's not speakers.
Everyone was just waiting for Mariah.
Yeah. And she looked a little bit drunk and kind of lost the whole time with, like, the teary eyes and a red nose kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she flashed us a nipple.
No way, really?
That was probably my highlight of the set. You know how I feel about nipples. Talked about that last week. And she did that because she heard about Tove Lo flashing on Friday night, but that's not really how it happened. Let me tell you about that. Because so Fletcher was performing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she brings Tove Lo out, which I guess that's how you say it. It's not Tove.
I thought it was Tove Lo. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So she comes out, they do Talking Body, that song. I love mm-hmm. that song.
I anyway. Do too. Yeah.
And Fletcher comes up behind her and opens up her top and pulls out her titties. And it didn't look like it was planned. It looked kind of weird because it looked a little uncomfortable. Like it looked not 100% welcomed.
Wait, you're saying Fletcher
reached around Tove Lo and unzipped the front of her shirt and pulled her titties out.
I thought you were saying Fletcher did it to herself.
No, she
that
reached around.
That is super awkward.
And her face looked kind of like, what are you doing? But she was happy and just excited to be there. I don't know if it was a problem. I don't know if she was like, okay, next time don't do that. Or if she was like, who cares? Yeah, pride. Couldn't tell you. But it just felt weird to me. I liked it, but it felt
strange.
Weird.
That is strange.
What else? The other acts that played before Mariah on Saturday were just as King Princess. You know, the only one that really did it for me, there was a girl named Genevieve. Have you ever heard of Genevieve?
No.
Okay, I had never heard of her either, but I stan. First off, she's got talent. She's very cute and bubbly, and the songs are actually good. Like, I added her to some of my playlists after that.
Ooh, I'll have to listen.
Yeah, one's called, I think it's called Baby Powder. I think she should have gone on right before Mariah because the vibe would have like really worked, you know,
mm-hmm.
it would have transitioned well. But maybe they did kind of want us to suffer a little bit before Mariah blessed us with her presence, because then the anticipation is thicker, you know,
the high is higher.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about that. And then do you know who Vincent is?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Vincent. Vincent played before.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And I don't really have anything to say. Nothing nice, nothing bad. They were just, it's just Neverland, except there were no Lost Boys.
I feel like it's hard to think of you being as excited about any of these people because you're literally counting down to Mariah.
That's
like,
true.
Honestly, nothing else matters.
you're right there, I will say. And honestly, during Vincent is when a little situation happened in my little friend group. A little drama.
Uh-huh.
So there's five of us. And by the second song of Vincent, there were three of us. And then it dwindled down to just two of us for the whole remainder of Vincent's performance. And we're just standing there thinking, what happened?
What the fuck?
What just happened? But we can't talk about it on here. But it's all resolved now. That's all you need to know.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. There's a little damper on the set then.
Oh, nobody was dampered. Trust me. Well, I mean, I wasn't. I can't speak for anybody else.
Oh, God.
There was a DJ that played like in between everybody's set. And he served full-fledged C-U-N-T. He really brought the house down boots, if you know what I mean. Snaps for Alex Chapman. That was his name. I'd love him to do my bar mitzvah if I had one. Like, he knew all the right songs to play. Like, you can imagine. He played, okay, let me paint the picture. He went from, like, playing, like, you know, Lady Marmalade, Beyonce, a lot of Renaissance, Sierra.
Ooh,
so that
yes.
Vibe, you know, that kind of era. And then he would throw in, like, Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. Faggots yeah. lose their shit for that. And a little padam padam.
I feel like you need that in between to keep the energy up. So I'm glad they at least got that right.
I would have rather him play for 6 hours before Mariah.
Were you staying in the same place that whole time leading up to Mariah to get a good spot? Oh,
no. I mean, we got around there early, but we would like move and we had to get drinks and like it was a lot of movement. So by the time she started, we were nowhere near where we had started off.
You seem pretty close still, though.
We wiggled our way around.
Yeah, you made it happen.
Yeah. And Mariah was supposed to go on at like 9:30, but take a guess when she actually showed up.
Ooh, okay. 10:45.
Ooh, that would have really chapped my ass.
Oh my God, earlier than that?
Yes.
What time
not
is she
bad
going?
At all. 9:50.
Only
like
20
minutes.
Minutes late?
Yeah.
I'm
I thought
shocked.
It was gonna be I know. I thought it would be at least a half hour.
I thought an hour.
She came in. She came through and
oh
she
Oh my
served.
God. Go Mariah.
And let's talk about what I expected first before we get into what actually happened. Because I'll say this was obviously a religious experience for me, and it was one that I was not at all expecting. So I really did assume that she was just going to recycle her Lovers and Friends show that she did in Vegas a month or so ago. I thought we'd get maybe 5 or 6 songs, possibly a costume change if we're lucky, and then good night, goodbye, good luck. But I was wrong all the way around, and gladly so. Also, before we get into this, after the show, I was reading the comments on her Twitter, and I saw a few from several weeks ago that said she and Brian broke up.
No.
Yeah. I don't know how true it is. Like, I don't know any more than anybody else, but I will say on a personal level, I feel bad and I send my condolences. But on a fan level, I can tell that Brian was not creatively directing anything to do with this Pride performance because it was on point.
Oh.
And we've seen his work to compare. And I didn't know anything about a break or a breakup while being there, obviously, but I knew with every ounce of my being that Brian couldn't have had any part of it. It just felt too good.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to send your condolences, but that means that there would be a good breakup album following.
Let us pray. Honestly, that would be something. I'm here for it. If you want to make us cry again, Mariah, do it. Me, I am the Elusive Chanteuse part 2.
Yeah.
Sign me up. So the show started with Mariah appearing behind a giant fan, like the kind of fan that you clack when you want to draw negative attention to yourself.
Oh, just shut up.
I fucking hate those fans.
I am not a fan, but honestly, they make people so happy. I'm like, you do it, whatever. Like, I'm going to just ignore.
Well, there was a guy next to me all night clacking one of those stupid fucking things. And every time he did it, it would tap me on the head.
Oh, well, that's next level.
I finally grabbed it and said, this is a lot. And if it would have hit, I swear to God, if it would have hit me one more fucking time, I would have started swinging.
Oh, no.
I'm just not that kind of FAG, you know, to
yeah.
each their own. But while we're on the subject, the guy in front of me had the biggest fake lips I've ever seen. Let me tell you, just like a baboon's ass.
Oh my God.
They honestly, okay. They
I wish
looked
everyone
infected.
Could see you making this face right now.
They literally look so painful. And I love everybody. We all love everybody. But he pulled out his phone and his background on his screen was a picture of those inflated fucking lips, like a big close-up shot of his face kissing it.
His own phone?
His own
was
phone,
his own
his
face.
His own face. And then he was taking pictures of himself with me. Like,
oh.
And I don't like that. And he kept looking back like, hey, I'm like, don't stop. Stop.
He loves you. It's okay.
I'm going to hurt your feelings and I don't want to. Stop. Go. Anyway. I know, and I'm trying not to be. I was really nice. Like, I'm not going to say that, but I don't like fucking people and I'm already in a crowd. So, you know what? You get the best of what you get. And sometimes it's the worst of what I've got.
Put that on a shirt.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so the fan, the giant fan, folds up, and there she is, looking absolutely stunning. She was wearing like a long silver sparkly dress with a slit up the side, and then she had like gold breastplate, like a goddamn gladiator.
Wow.
She didn't sing the entire Vision of Love, because that's what she came out with. She sang like the first verse, maybe, and then it was party time. So she did the David Morales remix of Honey before going into like a medley of Big Energy and the Bad Boy remix of Fantasy.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then she followed that with a mashup of the Heartbreaker remix with the original version of Honey. So within the first like 10 minutes of the concert, she had already sang Honey twice.
Wow. She's given you what you want.
And then she did two versions of Fantasy also. And she couldn't keep the breastplate on for very long for lack of oxygen. So while she was changing, they played a bunch of those It's a Wrap TikToks that we were talking about.
Oh, right.
Child, I can't breathe. So I'm gonna go do a little adjustments. Take a look at what you made go viral for me in 2022, 23. I can't even know what to say.
And I don't need to hear that fucking loop for 4 minutes. Just the same 15 seconds of the TikTok. Literally, they played it for 4 minutes on repeat. Like if you're,
Getting brainwashed by Mariah Carey.
or like your hands are wet and you had to sit your phone down and now you're like, ah, I can't. And
Oh,
it's just running
yes.
and running and running. It's like, come on, somebody put us out of our misery. So she did. She came out and she sang the full song to cap that off. And it was great. Loved it. But I don't want to hear that fucking sped up version ever again. And I'm pretty sure after that she did My All,
Was she
and
wearing when she changed?
she came out in like a shorter dress now. It was still silver and it was still sparkly, but this time it had like these flapper attachments to the arms and the neck.
Ooh.
She looked really good. The whole time she looked good. But yeah, it was, I don't know, it was cute. Like little dangly things on her arms. And then so yeah, My All, she shocked and shook the whole LA Historic State Park because she sang the first couple of lines in Spanish. Mi todo.
I love that.
And it felt like maybe she was gonna do more, but she might have forgot it, and that's totally
Oh,
okay.
she gave up.
Did yeah, really quickly. Did you see the post I made with Dino saying oh, Espanol?
Oh, no, I don't think I did actually.
It's the very last slide on that post.
Oh.
Highlight of my night. Oh, I gotta tell you about the crown moments. It was typical Mariah. That's one thing that I was looking forward to is like her tangents and the like continuous theme of her tangents on Saturday was this crown. And she came out for Dream Lover, the David Morales remix, of course. She comes out in a car. It's not like a full car, but it's like a set car, you know, like half a car that you stand behind.
Yeah.
But she comes out with this huge crown on, same dress, same short dress. And it's so big, she can't even hold it on her head. She's like holding it with her hand on top of her head. And then she gets to the end of the catwalk with her main dancer, who, if you know me, then you know I was all about him. Let me tell you.
Little eye candy for you.
Anyway, they get to the edge of the stage and she asks the crowd if they've ever seen Mean Girls. Now, normally,
Yeah.
hello, she's like usually pretty good at knowing her audience, but this was kind of a silly question to ask 25,000 banging their best girlfriends. Like, of course, everybody's seen it. And so she wanted to break the crown into pieces and throw it.
Oh, I see. I see.
And obviously, she couldn't break it. And she wanted my boyfriend, the guy next to her, to help. Like, she was like, can you break this up? And you could tell that he was specifically instructed, no matter what she says or what she tries to do, you get that crown back to us in one piece. Play along, do whatever you need to do, but that crown does not break.
What?
It was very much like he's like,
Do you look
and playing.
frazzled?
And she kind of tossed it on the ground after it was clear that nobody's going to break it. So he picks up the crown off of the ground and whatever. And she was determined. She mentioned it probably five or six different times. It ended up just sitting on top of the piano. And she would kind of be like, if nobody gets the piece of a crown, it's not my fault.
That's so awkward. It's so awkward. Why is she so adamant?
I
She
don't
just had
know.
it. She had like the bit in her mind and she really wanted
Yeah.
to
And she,
execute it.
yeah. And it just didn't work.
Oh,
And then
Mariah.
what other? What other songs did she do? She did It's Like That. She did Shake It Off. She did Touch My Body and We Belong Together.
Oh my God.
I think, I know, she That's did a lot. Lot of songs. And I think my favorite part was Heartbreaker, the If You Should Ever Be Lonely remix, the one that I love. I can now die happy that I've seen her perform it live.
Oh, yay. I'm happy for you.
That was the second time playing Heartbreaker. She did three songs twice.
Wow.
And then she closed the show with the Rainbow Interlude. Like she came out and sang that little song. So that
That's
was like
sweet.
Super cool to see because she never does that one. And we just talked about that one.
Yes.
So 7-year-old me was like dying that and you know, she came out, performed that, gave a little speech about love and acceptance before she started singing it. And she almost started crying as she does. She's such a, you know, sweet and genuine loving person.
Yeah.
Pride is helping the world understand that all people must be treated with respect, dignity, and equality, regardless of their sexual orientation, gender, or identity. And I stand with you all. I love you all.
Ally.
Yes.
And then she gave like a new club remix to Rainbow, which I have never heard before. I don't know if it's available anywhere to stream, but it was cute.
Ooh, something new. That's exciting.
Yeah, that was like kind of at the end. And then she spent like a minute or two at the end throwing t-shirts out to people.
Ooh.
While the there's like a new version of Circles that came out recently and that was playing just in the background. She wasn't like singing it, but she's throwing. And then she did Hero at the end.
Oh, really?
I know.
How long was she singing? Or how long was the whole performance?
I don't know. I didn't look at the
clock. You blacked out.
Let me tell you, I will say my phone, you know how I am with my phones. I'm a very horrible, toxic, awful person when it comes to just my life being together. It's not chaotic. It's very chaotic. The minute her set started, my phone dinged to 1%.
Oh my fucking God. Are you kidding me?
And it stayed alive the entire set.
With you recording and taking pictures.
Everything. And I don't know. That was my little angel saying,
Mariah Miracle.
Get these pics. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And someone threw their phone on stage. And
to
my
take a
guess
picture,
is,
or?
I think that. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like they thought she was going to pick it up and take a picture and toss it back. Mama, she does not play that. She looked at it and slid it with her foot across the. Like, get the. What the fuck? She said, somebody threw their phone up here. Kick. I will say, I think that this is the best Mariah Carey show that I've been to since Charm Bracelet when I was 10 years old.
That's saying a lot. Oh my gosh.
Like she looked amazing. She was full of energy. She gave what the gays needed. And that was probably part of it also. It was just like a bunch of my people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the way she like customized it was high energy party dance. Like she wasn't fucking around. But then like little tender moments sprinkled in there.
Yeah. She totally understood the assignment and she got 100% with extra credit. It was very camp, you know, Camp Mariah. Mm-hmm. She had a Pegasus flying around during one of the versions of Fantasy, like an inflatable Pegasus. There were men on stilts. Oh my God. She had, okay, so Obsessed. She played Obsessed. And in the beginning, the screen had like a little message. It was a grinder message of somebody like blowing you up. Like, hey, hi, hello. And then it's her. Why are you so obsessed with me?
Oh, my God. I was going to ask you about that because I saw that from a few different places.
Yeah.
I already saw like memes or videos about it before you told me about it.
And I don't have Grindr, so I didn't recognize that that's what it was at first. Because when I'm on the apps, I'm on the slutty apps.
Oh, God. Don't get us started on this.
So I didn't see. I was like, what? And of course, Dino was like, That's Grindr. You hear? And then I heard the little bloop, the little chirp. It's like, oh, okay. And by then it's like, oh, she's already singing.
That is so hilarious.
I know. And she also had like a collage of like leather daddies with mustaches. I don't remember what song it was, but I was like, oh my God, the visuals are serving.
It sounds so spot on.
And let me tell you, the mic was on. I can say that. And now was she singing into it the whole time? No, but I don't care.
I was going to ask you about that too, actually. Like, so what percentage do you think was Mariah recorded or Mariah live?
I will say Vision of Love, fully live. Emotions, also live.
And
that's about
that's it.
But she sang over every track. So it was not great. Like she wasn't Yeah. And there was like a little scat ad lib that she added to Anytime You Need a Friend, the remix of that. And it wasn't like she sang the song. They were playing the song while she changed. Mm-hmm. And I think that was when she was putting the crown on. I don't know. One of the times. And she had this little scat ad lib that was like clearly new vocals, but it was, that was a recording, baby, because her mouth, she forgot and didn't match up. But I don't care. I don't care.
The effort was still there.
Love her no matter what. Yeah. And well, I would pay three times what I paid to see that show all over again.
Really?
Yes.
I'm so glad it was good.
I hope she uses this as an opportunity to maybe like branch out and do more adventurous things in her concerts, like use more remixes, perform songs that, you know, people want to hear instead of playing mm-hmm. it safe with the same shit over and over.
Yeah.
Not that it's shit, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I clearly love Mariah so, so much, more than some of my own family members. And this show made me love her even more. And I didn't even know that was possible.
I didn't know that was possible either.
Yeah, it was that good. The only way it could have been better is if you were there too.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Enjoy the splendor of the moment. Yeah.
I know. That would have been fun. Well, I'm happy to live vicariously through you. I feel like I was there at this point now.
I know. That's all I got. After that, we went out to this bar called Akbar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right when we walk in, it smelled like, man, just stink. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, like in a good way?
It depends who you are.
It just sounds like, I don't know how there could be a good way.
Yeah. You just have like to be there.
Cologne?
No.
No.
Not cologne. Like balls. Yeah.
All right.
Put on, baby.
Cherry on top of a great, great episode.
It was. It is. We are. That's all I have. That was my whole night. That was the story.
Well, I'm so glad you had a good experience. And anyone else that went, I hope they had fun too.
I know. Give us a call. What's the number? 857-626-4552. And tell us your LA Pride experience, because we want to know.
Yeah, I'm curious. To hear it. I'm curious about all the different experiences, perspectives, stories.
And if you love our podcast, leave us a little 5 stars or a little nice review. Tell us you love us and you love Mariah.
Yeah, please do. I want to hear from you.
And that's all I got. I guess we'll talk next time. We'll talk later.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Happy Pride Month.
<Woo-hoo>. Faggots.
Thank you so much to the LGBTQIA+ community for your support over the years and for all the love. I love you so much back. Inclusion, funds, pride you're spreading tonight. Love you, love you, love you, love you.